there's our song, Eternal Funk, Ken Clark Trio. Love that guy. He's out of Boston area. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. We are a monthly radio show, fourth Thursday of the month, focusing on cultural assets of Butte County. So, and beyond, and way beyond. Upstate, what we like to call it. True North, upstate California. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by you, the KZFR supporter, and by Friends of the Arts, state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Deborah Lucero and Friends of the Arts have been creating economic opportunities through arts culture by producing community festivals and events, including Artoberfest, True North Tour, NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. And we also want to thank Dolmeyer Insurance Agency, a full-service independent insurance broker since 1948. Dolmeyer Insurance provides a wide range of coverage for home and auto insurance to farm and ranch coverage. You can reach Dolmeyer Insurance by calling 342-6421. And in Oroville, you can reach them at 533-3424 or at chicoinsurance.com. We've got Cameron in-house. Chico Performances, we're going to kind of go through some of the fun shows coming up, and there are some really great shows coming up, starting with this weekend, but I'm going to kick it right into Charlie Musselwhite, because I love Charlie, and I got to see him a bunch of times, and I think we had dinner with him once. He's just like a real dude, you know what I mean? Sitting at the picnic table. So let's listen to a little bit of Charlie Musselwhite, and we'll get into the Chico Performances Fall 2019-20 schedule. Right here on Butte Views and Beyond.
Ease your pain. Well, I ain't no engineer.
Gotta love Charlie Musselwhite, that's for sure. Hey, man, how you doing, Cameron?
I am fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for taking time to come in and sharing the new schedule with us. Again, you know, for me, because, you know, it's all about me, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Charlie Musselwhite, Elvin Bishop show, that's, you know, that's a pretty hot show, too. Legendary, I mean, blues. If they have a Blues Hall of Fame,
yeah,
it's probably a seedy place, but if they have one, these guys are definitely it.
100%. Yeah, no, we're really looking forward to that show, but we got a lot of really good acts coming up in the next couple of weeks and months. So I'm just really excited to be here and talk about them.
Yeah, and this Saturday, right?
Yeah, so this Saturday we got like kind of a double hitter going on. First off, at 6:30 in Harlan Adams Theater, 6:30 p.m., Naomi Klein, the climate change activist, is going to come and talk about her new book, On Fire, The Burning Change for a Green New Deal. It's a collection of articles and essays that she's written over the past couple of years about climate change and both the socioeconomic impact and, you know, other impacts that it's had on both our society and our environment. And she's going to be talking with one of the professors. I think his name is Mark. It's based on the last name, but he is a professor at Chico State University. So they're going to be having a bit of a dialogue and then a Q&A session in Harlan Adams Theater and then a book signing after the fact. That's at 6:30 p.m.
Oh, that's going to be... is it sold out yet?
No, we still got tickets for it. So okay, if you want to come in and get some, they're up for grabs. Students are free, by the way, if there's any CSU Chico students listening. And then later that same day, Saturday, September 28th, Tig Notaro, the comedian, is going to be playing a show at Laxon Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. She's going to do probably a 60-minute set. She's pretty well-known. She just had a Amazon series called One Mississippi. It ran for 2 seasons. And she's been touring nonstop since that ended. She's won Grammys for her stand-up performances or live CDs, and she's been on pretty much every late-night talk show that there is. So we're really looking forward to having her here. That'll be a pretty fun show.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. That's a you don't get those kind of people through a lot. You know, we get performers, and
yeah,
you know what I mean? But that's one of those things that you'll look back on, somebody will be like, wow, she came to Chico?
Yeah, I think Rolling Stone called her, like, one of the top 50 stand-up comedians of all time. You know, she's definitely made a few lists here and there.
Yeah,
but
for
just
sure.
In the last couple of years, she's been just blowing up. So we're really lucky to have her here.
Right, and that's on Sunday.
Saturday.
Or on Saturday, yeah.
Okay. September 28th, 7:30 p.m., Laxon Auditorium, baby.
All right, right on, man. And then we got Jake coming back to town.
Yeah, Jake Shimabukuro is going to be here on October 19th. That's a Saturday. He's also going to be playing Laxon Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. And he is what they dubbed a ukulele wizard.
So oh, yeah. No, the dude's a virtuoso.
No, he's insane. He kind of burst onto the scene. He was a viral sensation back in 2010. He started putting a bunch of his videos on YouTube. And the way that he plays the ukulele is different from the norm. He's not a traditionalist, so to speak.
Sure.
He does a lot of covers of, you know, like, he has a cover of Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order that I think just completely slaps.
Nice.
It's awesome. But, yeah, he's going to go do his thing on stage and, you know, hopefully get people jumping out of their seats, dancing along with the music.
Yeah, and he's been through a couple times, definitely on the festival scene. And, yeah, it's one of those... Yeah, he's kind of like the Tommy Emmanuel of the ukulele.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I mean, the dude's awesome, and great show. So that's always a fun. As a matter of fact, should we play a little Jake? We'll sample a little bit of that,
Then
maybe we'll go back and play a little Elvin Bishop. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. Be here till 7 o'clock. So check it out, a little Jake. And what's the date on this one?
This is going to be Saturday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. at Laxon Auditorium.
That's a great tune, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty into it.
Yeah, Little Jake.
Shimabukuro. Yeah.
Jake Shimabukuro. Coming to Laxon Auditorium. And, of course, if you go to the website, you know, Chico Performances, get all the skinny on that. And also, you know, it's always fun to go to your physical ticket location.
Yeah. If you guys want to come visit us on West 3rd and Chestnut Streets on Sierra Hall on the campus of CSU Chico. Box office is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Just come by and say hi.
Yeah, it's nice, too, because you can kind of look at the seating chart, and you can do all those things. It's fun to get, you know, it's easy to buy stuff online, you know, boom, 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 I'm done, I did it on my phone. But it's an old-school experience, as they used to say.
Yeah, we got a pretty cool staff there, too. They're great for conversation.
Yeah, Chris, hey, you got Chris there, man.
You got Chris Zena, you got Kaz, I mean, you got everyone there.
Yeah, yeah, Chris, you know, Big Tree Fall Down, you know, reggae sensation, man.
Yeah, Duffy's regular.
We had him at Salmon Festival 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Chris is a sweet dude. Didn't he just have a kid or something?
Probably.
Yeah.
He's got a few.
He's got a few. They're running all over town.
Yeah.
Alrighty, what else you got? What else you got coming up?
So a little bit before Jake, we got Momix with their new show Viva. Momix is a Cirque du Soleil-esque dance troupe coming to Chico here. Yeah, they're going to be playing at Laxon Friday, October 11th at 7:30 p.m.
Were they here last year?
They were here 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
They did. Space under the name of the show, but they were here. Viva is kind of their like greatest hits compilation show, so if you liked them 2 years ago, you're definitely gonna like them this time, because they're just bringing pure heat. I mean, it's all their best,
very visual stimulating experience.
If you go to www.chicoperformances.com and go on their page, we have a video link, and it is really, really just breathtaking to see what these people can do. And you know, the stage lighting and everything like that, the music that we got going on with it.
Well, it's amazing the physical conditioning. And, you know, we think of athletes as like, catching a football. No, these are what athletes are. This is what strength is. I mean, it's just, I see people like this, I'm just like, it's unbelievable.
It's almost terrifying, really.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's you know, all those sub-muscles that wrap around the bone. It's like, how can you possibly do that?
Yeah, I mean, they're chiseled. Cool. It's insane.
Yeah.
But a little bit after Jake Shimabukuro, we have Tarana Burke coming. She's going to be in Laxon Auditorium Thursday, October 29th. Tarana is the founder of the hashtag MeToo movement, which has been
awesome.
Super, super important over the last couple of years with, you know, all the recent events that have been happening in the media and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, every day.
It's definitely going to be a very interesting lecture that she's going to put on here. And I think it's going to be a very important community event as well. So we're encouraging people to come out, you know, support and just be a part of what's going to go down in that auditorium that night.
And it's a great experience to take younger people to these things. That's how the world changes.
Exactly. And student admission for that lecture is also going to be free. So if you can show proof of a student ID, just walk right in.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And that's going to be on Tuesday, October 29th, 7:30 p.m. at Laxon Auditorium.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, again, you know, people like me go to these, you know, we're heading towards that sunset, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to bring kids, bring 10-year-olds, bring 12-year-olds, 100%. Bring 16-year-olds, bring people that they'll be like, okay, I don't know anything about this, I don't know, it's cool, I don't know. And they'll come out and it'll change them for life, and these are huge moments in our culture.
Yeah, Chico might not get a TED conference, but we got events like this, so you know,
exactly,
take advantage of it while you can, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's so wonderful that that we have people of this caliber. We had Bill McKibben a couple of years ago at KCO. It's unbelievable.
That's great. And after that, we have Preservation Hall Jazz Band, who are just a prolific jazz group based out of New Orleans. They're going to be touring under their Tuba to Cuba moniker. So they just put out a new movie where they went to Cuba and like really took in the jazz roots that they have going on there.
Nice.
And they're going to be playing with a special guest, Yusa, who is going to be touring with them throughout the duration of their stint there. And that's going to be Wednesday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. at Laxon Auditorium. It's going to be the first jazz show that we're having this season. And honestly, I think it's going to be one that people don't want to miss.
Yeah. Let's hey, let's check it out.
Yeah. There you go. Nice segue.
Right. Yeah. Let's sample a little of that because, of course, I definitely want to check this out. Alrighty. You're hooking me on these cats.
This is
some old school Cuba going down here, man.
That's real good.
With that New Orleans twist. This is like 1930-ish, you know. Mm. Way, you know, even before Cuba got hip.
Yeah.
You know, in the 50s and when the boys from New York showed up and started flexing their muscle. But yeah, I love it, man. What's the date on that one again?
This one is going to be on Wednesday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m., Auditorium.
I think I just might be in town. And yeah. Wednesdays are usually pretty good days for me. All right, I'll have to check that one out. All righty, so you want to roll through kind of the next couple of months?
Yeah, definitely.
And then I think we'll go out with some Elvin Bishop.
All right, so this Saturday we have a double hitter. We got Naomi Klein talking about climate change, 6:30 p.m., Harlan Adams Theater. On the campus of CSU Chico. And then at 7:30 that same night, we have Tig Notaro doing some stand-up comedy. Later on October 6th, that's a Sunday, we have Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite, 7:30 p.m., Laxon Auditorium. After the fact, we have Momix Viva, Friday, October 11th, 7:30 p.m., Laxon Auditorium. And then Saturday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m., Laxon Auditorium.
Yeah.
We got Jake Shimabukuro doing his ukulele magic.
All shows, all of these are Laxon shows. Or you have a Harlan Adams you can throw in there.
Yeah, bar Naomi Klein, they're all Laxon Auditorium.
Harlan?
Yeah, Harlan Adams.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we got Toronto Burke, Tuesday, October 29th. And Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Wednesday, November 23rd.
I tell you, that's a pretty... some pretty heavy hitters there in about a 6-week period.
Yeah, we're pretty stacked this season. I'm excited about it. I mean, being a marketing person, I mean, it's just a fun thing to do right now.
Yeah, ChicoPerformances.com. All the info.
Tickets are available at chicoperformances.com.
You know what I like about your site, too, is you can scroll by, you can look by month. You can just go by the calendar and blow down a calendar, or you can go by artist or whatever. You know, that's that. To me, I find that pretty helpful.
We make it pretty easy to find our performances. I'm proud of that fact. You can do it by phone at 530-898-6333. Or you can just stop by to our box office in Sierra Hall on the campus of CSU Chico. That's on West 3rd and Chestnut Streets. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, right on. And again, you guys have been longtime partners and supporters with KZFR. As our listeners know, our pledge drives wouldn't be the same without your tickets that we help that we use as thank you gifts to show our appreciation to our listeners when they donate money to us, and we get to send them over to Laxon, and that's all made possible by this serendipitous relationship we have with you guys. So
friends support friends.
Yeah, it's right on, man. Alrighty, as promised, let's go out with a little bit of Elvin Bishop, and then we'll skip into a couple of interviews. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond.
Something on the side. Found him a woman way across town. He said, I'll be real cool this time and keep it on the low down. Thought he had a fool. He was doing all right. But what goes on in the dark will surely come to light. He got
Yeah, that's Elvin Bishop. If you didn't know, Love those guys, Elvin and Charlie. Fun stuff. Alrighty. Thanks for tuning in. I've got a couple interviews coming up. Big weekend, of course, Salmon Festival over in Oroville. All kind of stuff going on this weekend, as usual. But we do have the Parade of Lights, Chico Parade of Lights coming, going on for a long time. And I'd like to play this interview with you for you today to help get the word out about that and all the good work that those folks do. So I would like to welcome Fasad Azad to Butte Views and Beyond, famously owner of Azad's Martial Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for the plug.
Well, but even more is all the things you do in the community. And you've been a community organizer and activist and really helping make Chico a better place for so many other. The important thing to me is other organizations, because most of what you do involves other groups. So it becomes a launch pad for other organizations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for kind words. Yeah, really, I think the beauty of life is in giving back and in helping anybody you can, wherever you can. And I'm very lucky and blessed that I can help people, and I step forward to help whatever it is that is a great cause that I feel we need to get behind and help, and something that is inclusive to all of our community. I love that. You know, that's I'm passionate about things that include everyone and helps everyone all the way through.
That's community building right there.
Thank you, man.
So I know you have the Parade of Lights coming up.
Parade of Lights is coming up. You know, this is our 30th year.
Wow.
Chico Parade of Lights. I can't believe I've been involved with this thing for 30 years.
Really? You were there from the get-go?
From get-go, except that I was not administrating it. I was not leading it on the first day. I was involved in a lot of logistics of it for many, many years, including having an entry in there, of course, as a business. But I've been involved with it for 30 years, and it's hard to believe that it's been 30 years. You
know? We don't want to talk about where the time goes.
I was only 29. You know? But anyway, so the reality of this whole thing is that Chico Parade of Lights is put together by about 10 incredible community members who feel passionate about bringing the community together under the flag of Chico Parade of Lights, regardless of our politics and religion and views and whatever division lines we may have. Mm-hmm. This is one opportunity for all of us in the community to come together, just celebrate each other and have some fun. Definitely showcase our cause or our business or our philanthropy or whatever it is that we want to showcase. And, you know, in all in fun spirit, and make it such an event where it would be fun for kids to come in and watch and enjoy this community above and beyond.
Yeah.
Especially at night. You know, we don't have too many night events.
Like well, it's nice that it's beautiful at the weather's changing. October is my favorite month up here.
It's really fun.
It's, you know, it warms up enough in the day, but
right.
cool at
it
night.
It cools down at night. That's
you sleep
right.
a lot better.
That's true. It's true. Yeah. So the event this year is on October 5th, which is a Saturday.
Oh, early this
it's
year.
It's coming up. It is. It's coming up in, actually, you know, sometimes we keep it in September, sometimes in October, depending on when the city of Chico gives us the okay for that day. This year we lucked out on October 5th, so hopefully we won't have any kind of rain or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But rain or shine, the event will happen. The event is in downtown Chico. The parade route is from 3rd and Salem, starting. It goes to Main Street. On Main Street, it goes against the flow of traffic to 6th Street by Jack's, and then loops around on Broadway, comes down again against the flow of traffic to Bank of America or by the plaza, and takes a left on Bank of America and ends up on 4th and Salem.
Okay.
So the route is that way, and we have all sorts of events going on throughout the route. So at 5 o'clock, we will close off downtown completely. Mm-hmm. So there's no more incoming traffic to downtown. At 5:30, all of our pre-parade events and games and races and dances show up. So from about 5:30 to about 6:37, that's when we have dancers and trike races and bed races and different types of fun things all around downtown from 3rd Street all the way back.
Sure, throughout the whole route.
Throughout the whole route.
Gotcha.
And so people, wherever they want to sit, they don't have to feel like they have to sit right by the plaza.
Yeah.
They could sit anywhere and enjoy some festivities.
Okay.
And then about 7 o'clock, actually right at 7 o'clock, not about 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock sharp, the parade starts. It starts with color guards and grand marshal and various VIPs that we want to recognize, and then of course it goes to the regular entries in the parade.
Right, nice.
Yeah, it's really fun, really fun. This year's theme is Move with the Music.
Oh, great.
So, hey, you can't go wrong. Lights and music, you could dance, you could put music on, you could do whatever you like to do, right?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
That's the best part.
Well, and it's, you know, it's going to be dark at 7 o'clock.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, it's getting dark at 7 o'clock right now.
I know.
So definitely it's dark at 7.
So you get that nice contrast.
For
and,
sure.
And it kind of starts the whole... You know, fall is a big thing up here.
Exactly.
People don't realize the leaf change we get. We have a lot of natural beauty, and to cool it down. And the Parade of Lights is always that kind of like...
That's right. It's a kickoff.
The season has changed.
That's exactly right. It's Parade of Lights is kind of kicking off that holiday season of October, November, December. Mm-hmm. We are really proud of it, the way it has turned out, because so many people, Ray, come in and support us.
Oh,
we have like an average... We've had between 8,000 to 12,000 people in downtown Chico. On the low and on the high, it's been like 14, 15 at one point. But it's really wonderful. And then not only the spectators are really wonderful and supportive, but also people that are getting involved. You know, they're putting their businesses in there. They're putting their schools and entries of all kinds in there, right? Even people walking around with their dog. You know, that's an entry, you know?
I know. They dress their dog up.
Yeah, that's right.
They bring Fido into the
exactly.
into the mix.
Something fun, right?
Yeah.
So, and then this year, because, I mean, last year we had over 110 entries, which
really?
Was
that's
going
a lot.
Forever. Right. So this year we put the maximum at 80.
Okay. And, keep the parade moving.
Keep the parade moving and make sure it ends up at a reasonable time so families enjoy it. And then they could get home and all that. So downtown would open up soon by 10 o'clock or something, as opposed to by 12 o'clock. So the event is just really exciting. Entries are coming in. I want to really encourage your listeners to look at our website. Go to chicoparadeoflights.com and see if you want to enter. If you want to have, if you have a cause that you're getting behind, if you're a member of a church or school or business or anything that you think needs attention, this would be a great time to showcase your cause.
Yes.
This would be a wonderful time to showcase your business and your, even if you're working for public sector, frankly, you know, come in and be a part of this whole thing. You are part of this community. We want you in there. Just go in there. If you see something that you'd like to be involved with, register it. You know, our entry fees are very minimal. They are not that much. And they help us pay for insurance and basic things. Nobody makes money out of this. We are all volunteers. And be part of it. And if you are a volunteer type that you like to help with your, not necessarily with your philanthropy money, but with your energy, we love you to be there, because we need barricade monitors, we need route monitors, we need traffic people, we need people to come and help us out. We need adults to come and help us out. So if you want to be a part of that, by all means, please go to chicoparadeoflights.com. There's a little volunteer tab over there, and you could register for any volunteer position you like, and it will tell you all the information about what you need to do.
You know, nothing's... A lot of people feel like they're powerless.
Exactly.
You're not powerless.
You're not.
Every time you pick up a piece of trash on the street, you made a difference.
That's right.
And if you can put 2 hours or 4 hours into something less...
Yep.
You'll feel great.
Absolutely.
You'll be buzzed all night. You will feel like, you know what? This, not only is it good and it's enjoyable, because you'll meet other people, like-minded people. You'll meet people you'll never meet anywhere else.
That's very true.
And you know what? It's contagious. And,
it really is.
And that's how it all starts.
And you help. And you're helping.
Yeah.
Probably Chico Parade of Lights, I could confidently say, it's the biggest nighttime event of the year in downtown.
In downtown Chico. Oh,
downtown
Chico. I agree.
Brings thousands of people to downtown.
Yeah.
They're all excited. There are kids absolutely everywhere.
Right.
They are buying their glow sticks and this and the other, and they are having a good time. And one year, we even had it rain. You know, we had like 5 minutes before the event.
I remember that.
Bam! Rain came down like
that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We thought everybody's going to leave. And guess what happened? In my absolute disbelief, people came in the middle of downtown, in the middle of the road, started dancing in the rain.
That's Chico.
That's Chico. In the middle of Main Street, all the way from 3rd to 6th, people were dancing and swinging each other in the middle of the street because that was our first major rain.
Yeah.
So we love it.
We're doing the rain dance.
That's right. So please there if you love it. If you hear what you think is worthwhile, if you think this is something fun, please be there. We love for you to be there and enjoy part of our festivities.
All right, great. What's that website? Facebook, all that stuff?
ChicoParadaLights.com. You could go on Facebook also, ChicoParadaLights.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have access to internet and you want to enter, but you need a paper application, please come to Azad's Martial Arts Center. We are located at 313 Walnut Street in Chico. We'll give you a paper application. You could fill it out right there, pay for your entry also, and good to go.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you,
Ray. You look great in tangerine, my friend.
You look great in blue, my buddy boy.
Thanks for coming on Beauties and Beyond. All righty. Chico Parade of Lights, always a fun event. And Facade, such a great community asset here. He does so much for us. Got a great show coming up tomorrow night. Hannah Jane Kyle, and the real Sarah is Hannah Jane Kyle, one of our definitely KZFR favorites. So let's sample a little bit of Hannah Jane. Going to be at the Women's Club tomorrow night. Tickets, KZFR.org, and at the usual, you know, Blazing J's Chico Paper Company.
I tell you, baby, you are my dream. You whisper back, girl, I'm not what I seem. Say that you are the light in my life. You thunder back, girl. You're my lightning strike.
The fabulous Hannah Jane Kyle coming to the Chico Women's Club tomorrow night. Yeah, with the Real Sarahs. So you're going to want to check that one out. So much happening. It's going to cool down nicely. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Salmon Festival coming to downtown historic Oroville. Friday night is the Feather River Nature Center Dinner and Dance right up there on the levee overlooking the beautiful Feather River. And then Saturday morning kicks off at 9 o'clock with tours of the fish hatchery hosted by our own Anna Kastner, if you didn't know that. Secrets. I shouldn't probably be letting these things out, but a lot of fun, educational booths, all kind of food, music, great kids things. You walk across the river to Salmon Court, nonstop entertainment. We've got Big Mo and Friends playing, also a great reggae band out of Reading, One Soul, and some local guys, Bald Mountain Boys, are playing, and also Hillcrest Avenue. So we've got a really beautiful first salmon ceremony that opens the event. We've got a downtown craft fair right on Montgomery Street. If you go to salmonfestoroville.org, you'll find a website and information, or on Facebook, Salmon Fest Oroville on Facebook. We provide parking, shuttle. There's no cost for admission. Come on down. Super family friendly. It's going to be in the low 70s, so it should be a beautiful time. We want to thank across Sierra Nevada and Feather Falls Brewing Company for keeping the libations going, and great year. Plus, it's the 25th anniversary. Pretty outrageous. 25 years. So, big event. It's one of the biggest events in Northern California. I think it's the second biggest one-day event outdone by the Reading Air Show, I think is the biggest. So, if you get a chance, check that out. There's always something going on. You can still catch Hannah Jane on Friday night. Alrighty, and speaking about, oh, is something going on, PPAC, Paradise Performing Arts Center, is back. And I have an interview with another friend of KZFR, Ken Darnell, with his organization, Gift of Music.
Ken Darnell, Executive Director of California Gift of Music. Welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here. Happy to be talking about this new concert series we have planned for the Paradise Performing Arts Center in November, celebrating the rebirth of Paradise in that time around the first anniversary of the campfire.
Yeah, Paradise Performing Arts Center, fabulous facility. We've had many KZFR events there. And
world-class facility.
Yeah, beautiful place, and it's great to see that it came through virtually unscathed, a little smoke damage, but that's all been taken care of.
Everything's fine. It's ready for crowds to show up. It's sadly, it lost the community that supported it, or that community got dispersed. Now that Paradise is starting to rebuild, recover, it's time to start bringing people back to Paradise. And PPAC is an amazing resource to take advantage of. So we have a series of three concerts. The first one on Thursday, November 7th, which is the eve of the anniversary of the campfire. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a bluegrass show, the 8th Annual California Bluegrass Extravaganza. Then on Saturday, November 16th, Big Mo with the Full Moon Band and the Revels are going to rock the place. It's going to be dancing all night long. And again, Saturday, November 16th for that R&B show. And then the final concert in the series will be Recuerdos de Paradise, which is going to be an evening or an afternoon of classical and flamenco guitar. And I want to emphasize how, particularly at the Recuerdos de Paradise, we have some of the most famous classical
I would like to welcome Ken Darnell, Executive Director of
A series of three concerts. The first one on Thursday, November 7th, which is the eve of the anniversary of the campfire. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a bluegrass show, the 8th Annual California Bluegrass Extravaganza. Then on Saturday, November 16th, Big Mo with the Full Moon Band and the Revels are going to rock the place. It's going to be dancing all night long. And again, Saturday, November 16th for that R&B show. And then the final concert in the series will be Recuerdos de Paradise, which is going to be an evening or an afternoon of classical and flamenco guitar. And I want to emphasize how, particularly at the Recuerdos de Paradise, we have some of the most famous classical
Oh, no, technology failure. Well, sorry about that. Let's, I guess you'll have to go check it out. If you check out Paradise Performing Arts Center, Gift of Music, you'll find the information about those three events. Had a Little problem with that, but that's okay. That opens us up for a little bit more of Hannah Jane Kyle.
Oh, waking up broken with that mediocre feeling. Your heart's never 100% right. Ooh, craving a clear head, thinking someday you'll wind up dead. With your songbook stolen and your left hand bent right. Oh, honey bee, you are none of those things. Honey bee, it's got all to do with me. Break my heart open, I've chosen for you to see. Break my heart open, I've chosen you. Oh, fuel and regret is just the same as cheating death. One day behind the place you need to be. So dig up those old bones, the ones that made you feel long. To hold them is the road to feeling free. Oh, honey bee, you are none of those things. Honey bee, it's got all to do with me. Break my heart open, I've chosen for you to see. Break my heart open, I have chosen you. Your heart leads you to the wrong divide. So craving a clear heart, thinking someday you'll wind up smart. Lonely and free and bitter makes great art. Oh, honey bee, you are none of those things. My heart open, I've chosen for you to see. Break my heart open, I have chosen you.
Talented people strolling on the notes. These damn people using all the life floats. I need a pick me up, slipping up, completely fed up of this butterside downtown of mine. These rich people strolling in the park. These damn singing in the dark. I need a pick me up. Don't bring me down. You think you own me in my town. These lonely people searching for meaning. These damn people stay.
Right.
These hungry people searching for truth. These damn people looking to be of use. But we are critters on forest floor. Shamble sticks and weeds heading for the door.
Hannah Jane Kyle for you there here on KZFR. Thank you for tuning in. Peanut Butter and Jelly Time is coming up next. Let's thank our underwriters. We want to thank you, the KZFR supporter, and also this hour was brought to you by the 25th Annual Salmon Festival, Saturday, September 28th in historic downtown Oroville. There's free admission, parking shuttles, tours of the Fish Hatchery, a street fair, and the Oroville Adventure Summit with fishing expos and more. Salmon Court features salmon dinners, beer garden, cooking demos, nonstop entertainment with Big Mo and friends, and reggae sensation One Soul. Details on Facebook at Oroville Salmon Festival. We also want to thank Sierra Nevada Brewing Company and the California Craft Brewers Association celebrating their Hop Harvest Festival on October 19th, featuring over 100 beers from breweries near and far. Information and tickets at sierranevada.com. Well, the other day, passing of... one of my favorite poets, lyricists, Robert Hunter, did tons and tons and tons of work, of course, with the Grateful Dead, passed away. And let's go out with a little bit of Hunter here as a tribute. Thank you for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. Enjoy this beautiful weekend.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be song to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. When there is no pebble tossed,
no wind to blow. You choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da. La da 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 da. La da da. La da da. La da 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 da da.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. It's peanut butter.